This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 10, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, in Beverly, a lawsuit that has spanned two decades between the city and Beverly Port Marina has finally been settled. Under the agreement, the marina cannot contest development at the city's waterfront site, the former McDonald's building on Water Street, for 3 years. Mayor Mike Cahill is quoted as saying, that was the term in the settlement that we felt we needed. The latest portion of the lawsuit was an appeal to a 2012 decision from the Department of Environmental Protection regarding access from the marina to a public walkway along the waterfront. Under the settlement, the city agreed to drop its appeal. Now the Port Marina only has to maintain public access to the walkway along the water rather than a separate path from the street through the marina to the walkway. People must be able to get to the walkway through the city's adjacent property at 1 Water Street, according to city solicitor Stephanie Williams. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. There seems to be an increase in convenience store robberies in the area. Bill Newell has details on the latest robbery from Lynn.
Rick, Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that two men robbed the Linfield Street convenience store and shot at the clerk who followed them outside after the incident on Monday night. Police responded to ShopQuick at 534 Linfield Street shortly after 10 p.m. and learned that two masked men went into the store and demanded money. One suspect showed a handgun, according to Lynn police. There were two clerks inside the store during the robbery. One clerk, a 24-year-old man, followed the suspects outside as they were running away. One suspect fired a round at the clerk, but he wasn't hit, according to Kimmick. There were no injuries and no arrests have been made so far. The incident is under investigation. The Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce shared an alert on Facebook from Lynn Police Captain Mark O'Toole about the recent surge in convenience store robberies in the city. O'Toole says there appears to be two active groups committing the vast majority of the robberies. One group involves two Hispanic men and each robbery who have mainly targeted stores which have Hispanic owners or clerks. The group also appears to be robbing convenience stores in East Boston and Chelsea. Police believe that the group is responsible for the ShopQuick robbery and that they also robbed Sophia's Market, 76 Lewis Street, at gunpoint on Monday shortly before 10 p.m. Lynn police are working with other law enforcement agencies in the area to find and arrest the group. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, sir. Thank you, Bill. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, the deep freeze may be over, but single-digit and sub-zero temperatures over the past 2 weeks, topped off by the blizzard, have wreaked havoc for many low-income residents who rely on fuel assistance to help heat their homes. Most of the nearly 40,000 households who heat with oil under the state's low-income home energy assistance program have already exhausted their benefits, according to the Massachusetts Association of Community Action Programs. The rest of those clients are expected to use up their remaining benefits by the end of the month, and there are still more than 3 months left to the heating season. MassCAP, an advocacy group for 23 member agencies around the state, including North Shore Community Action Programs in Peabody and Action Inc. in Gloucester, is imploring Governor Charlie Baker and the legislature to add $25 million for the fuel assistance program to a supplemental state budget for this fiscal year. More on the story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Prosecutors have dropped criminal charges against Ipswich Fire Chief Gregory Gagnon, who had been accused of choking and assaulting his wife because his wife has asserted her marital privilege not to testify against him. The Lowell Sun reports that Gagnon's trial was scheduled to start Monday, but instead prosecutors filed notification with the court that charges were being dropped because of insufficient evidence. Gagnon, who spent 18 years as a Draycott firefighter before being named chief in Ipswich in 2014, has been on leave since the charges were filed in September. He underwent treatment and counseling during that time. His lawyer says Gagnon is pleased the case is closed and is anxious to move forward. Ipswich Town Manager Robin Crosby and Gagnon remains on leave and has agreed to part ways with the town. His resignation is effective January 31. Retired Chelmsford Fire Chief Jack Parrell will serve as interim chief part-time through September 30 to give the town enough time to hire a new chief. Parrell will earn $1,400 a week. According to the report, Deputy Chief Andy Terrio is likely the top candidate for the job. The town manager has said Terrio, who has been acting as interim chief since Gagnon's arrest, has 26 years of firefighting experience. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.